the Rams back in 1973 with one of those big 80-yard
passes. There I am, right there, see me?
Hey.
You can hear me. There I am.
There you are. One good thing. Come down. Great concentration to catch the ball here. And they don't take them out of bounds.
Huge, man.
The Rockets are right. Leading 7-0. Drew Pearson goes wide right. Golden Rose is left.
Hey, sweetie, I'm going to leave the phone here.
So it's not even
doing it? No, because they're not, it's not on the same leg. It's not on the same, it's not synced up.
All right.
All right, is Jeff Baker with us? Jesus Christ, seems like, well, it was last week when we did a chat. What's for dinner? We just had two pieces of mahi-mahi. Tyree Brown, this is when he snaps. Joshua, great to see you, Phil. Also in Florida, but up in the panhandle. How you doing? I hope you two are staying safe and well. Is Melody here? Leanne, this is funny. I feel like I'm spying on Phil and Jackie in their natural habitat. Phil, how you liking Florida humidity? It ain't bad, man. Peter Van Adam, looks like tequila. Yes, it is. Fucking Rams just intercepted one. Simpson coming back with it to midfield. Number 48. Mr. Henry, I thought you were in Facebook jail. Oh, it's Ms. Bale's account. Yeah. Ellie Jackson, okay then. Here is Jamie Curry Herbert. What do you get to drink, Phil? Or what do you get? Ted, a gentleman Jack on the waterback. This is tequila and ginger beer. Phil Henry, how the hell are you? Michael Pleasant, I'm doing good, man. You're hearing, George Mallett says, I hear the Dodgers. You're hearing Vin Scully, but it's actually Vin Scully calling a Ram game. And this is how weird I am. I watch old YouTube film and recordings of old sporting events. I just happen to like it. I watch old Muhammad Ali fights. I watch old Super Bowls. I watch old Ram games. I watch old some old hockey games, not a lot of them. Some old baseball games that I love. The best old games that I love are football games. Jackie's son just called in. Just text him and tell him what's up, baby. Call him on your phone. Yeah. Jackie's son, Ryan, just called. Not that he'd be watching right now, but Ryan, if for whatever reason you're watching, we can't answer. Well, we're after the hour, 10 o'clock. Welcome to our chat, the Friday night chat. Darren Lodge is here. I know I'm late, but I dig that haircut, Phil. Thank you. Hey, John Hall is with us. How you doing, John? Cheers, bro. What's up, bro? Jillian, Nathan Wilcott, same. What do you mean? Who's not able to... Hey, Jeff Baker is with us. Jeff, how you doing, brother? Thanks for the idea of using Jackie's account. Can you help Jillian out? She doesn't seem to have a picture. But I don't know, man. Maybe it's something. Chuck Yeager is with us. Hey, Phil, great chat as always. Thanks. Christian Mosdell, nice place. Hope you're having a good time. We're having a great time, man. Kyle Gibson, hi all, it's Dr. Gibson, KG and NE. Phil, I saw your photo on Instagram today and you two look great. Got a great dinner last night when I got into town over at a place called Mashed. Oh, to do voiceover work and get the money for some nice cabinets like that. That's very funny. Jeff Baker, very welcome, Chief. Nathan Wilcott, Jillian, rock on. Peter, you look great, Phil. Thanks, man, you're being very kind. I feel great, but I'm about, 30 pounds overweight, and I'm going to turn the game down now. I think we've had enough of the Rams.
But it was Calvin Peterson and Melvin Brodeur.
All right. Down go the Rams. Okay. Hey, sweetheart. So you can hear in the background a little bit of the delay because my phone's on back there. So Peter Van Adam looking good, Phil. Joshua Turner, Vin is the man. One of my favorite childhood memories was to hear Vin call Gibson's World Series home run, cried my eyes out. I remember where I was for that Kirk Gibson home run, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I don't want to get anybody pissed off at me, so I won't give out any prizes, but I will announce your name, I promise, on the webcast for Monday if you get the following question right. Meanwhile, as you think about it, I'm going to go back and turn down that noise in the background. When Kirk Gibson hit the home run, the classic home run in the 88 World Series, when Scully said, home run, or whatever the fuck he said, and Gibson limped around the sack. Where do you think I was? Where was I? If you get the correct, first person with the correct answer gets their name announced on our podcast. It ain't that big of a thing, but hey. I had to turn this down.
Yeah.
All right, so, whoops. Let's see if anybody got the right answer to this question that I just asked. 1988, looks fabulous, Phil. Phil, you always said you have the best phrase of radio truth. Please turn off the alien examination. We did. The front row, wrong. Bring them on camera. Joey Ponchetti is watching. And Joey's waving. He says, I can bring Joey on camera. You asked for it, Joey. You're getting it. No, I can't bring Joey on camera. Cancel. Miami, stuck in traffic, sitting on rest. No, 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 1,000 times no. Minneapolis, no. I wasn't in Oakland. Paul Brennan, you're the winner. I was at the Rusty Pelican in Glendale, California. So can we write down Paul Brennan's name? We do. We have his name right now. Paul will be giving you a prominent freaking shout out on Monday's webcast of the Phil Hendry Show. That's right. I was at the Rusty Pelican, the real Rusty Pelican in Glendale, California, sitting there, bored out of my mind, waiting for a friend. I looked and I saw Gibson come to the plate. He jacked it. The whole goddamn place went nuts. And that's the last time I ever set foot in a Rusty Pelican. And I gotta tell you, I'm the happiest man in the world for that. Joe Wyrum, we're in Portland. Somebody is hotboxing the state of Oregon right now. How are things in Portland? How are things in Oregon? How are things in America? We got Jackie is talking to her son Ryan right now because Ryan tried calling. And since we're using her iPad so that we can do tonight's chat, Ryan, not knowing, and who can blame him, called in and it came through on her iPad and it said, Ryan is calling, answer or not. And I said, fuck that. And I hung up on him. I didn't do that. No. Jackie's laughing at that one. No, I just said, you know, no, we can't. And I said to Jackie, you're going to have to handle this. Your son needs bail money or something. Are you still on the phone with him?
I'm texting.
Oh, she's texting him.
I was afraid to call him.
She was afraid to call him. Why would you be afraid to call him?
I didn't want him to bleed through.
So Ryan is going to be covering for us tomorrow because we're going to, for my birthday, for Jackie's birthday, we spent 3 nights at the beautiful Pillars Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. We got to be so enamored of this great hotel in Fort Lauderdale that we're going to spend 2 nights there for my birthday tomorrow night and Sunday night. It's a great little place, and we got to know everybody there. And it's one of those small little hotels that they turned. It had one time had been a mansion there on the Intercoastal Canal of Fort Lauderdale sometime in the 20s, and they turned it into a small hotel. And the restaurant's fantastic. They've got a beautiful pool. They've only got like 20 rooms. It's just our little home away from home, so that's what we're going to do. Here's Chuck Yeager. I remember hearing that story in the air a long time ago. Then you should have known the answer, brother. Harmon Moore, King Philip, DJ in Austin. How you doing, brother? Hope you're having fun on vacation. We're having a blast. Robert Byer, hello, man. Patricia Powers is with us. Jamie Curry Hubert must have seen me spill something because I did spill it. She says, lick it up. John Hall, I wonder if Art Griego is able to fly with all the smoke on the West Coast. Don't forget the snacks at CVS, says Jeff Ritchie. No kidding. We actually got more snacks tonight. Hey, John, I got a great story for you. I won't say who, but an acquaintance of ours has to blow into a straw to get his car started. In other words, he had some kind of... This dude had some sort of a judgment against him in a court of law that he has to blow into a fucking straw to make sure that his blood alcohol is solid so he can start the car. If it's too high, he's not allowed to start his own car. I don't know what this machine is or how they install it, but apparently you can hear if a friend of yours has had that installed because it makes a high-pitched whistling sound like... So in other words, somebody could be on the phone saying, hey, how you doing, Bob? I'm doing great, man. I'll be right over there. But I'm just having a hard time with my car. He's trying to blow into this tube to get the blood alcohol rating to see if it's legal. So my idea for a future bit is to have Art Griego... Phil, it's Art Griego. And that's nothing. No, I'm just... Well, what's wrong? No, it's car trouble. I'm looking into it right now. And I think it's a great idea. I don't know about the rest of you, but this happens to be someone that we know. And we heard this actual event. Isn't that right, sweetie?
Yeah.
Darren Lodge, might not be a bad thing to have all drivers blow into their cars. BAC ignition kill switch. Right. BAC, blood alcohol.
That's it.
Content ignition kill switch. How do they install that thing, man? Douglas, how do you pronounce your... Dude, your name... People have made fun of your name all over the BSP page. Thurhart? Cheerhart. Love this. First BSP chat. Hope you're enjoying Florida, Phil. Always love Florida. Here's Jeff Baker's with us. Welcome aboard, Mark. He's talking to Mark. If you'd like me to... if you'd like to be added to our BSP map, just post your zip code or send it to us via our Facebook Messenger app. Ordinarily, when we're on the website, we can take your information, put you right up on the map. We're not on the website because we're not in our home studio in Southern California. And we are not on our website from Florida because we cannot go live on our website without our studio. So we would ordinarily be doing a BSP chat from my account on BSP, BSPs and More, which is Melissa's page. However, as you know, I got bounced from Facebook for 90 days because I put a picture of the victorious 101st Airborne holding a flag, a Nazi flag that they'd captured. And that was interpreted by Facebook as some sort of Nazi propaganda. So anyway, my account got flagged. And so tonight, with the kind suggestion of Jeff Baker, here we are doing our BSP chat from Jackie's account on Facebook. Chip Edmonds, you're my favorite host in the history of South Florida radio. Can't tell you how many times I almost wrecked my car. Thank you, brother. John Hall, Art's plane won't start because he's hammered and blowing a .25. That's it. A .25. David Theodore, it's pretty intrusive. The user has to pay for the install and the maintenance, etc. Usually it's done under court order. God, that is funny. Listen on WJNO, says Nathan, which was Randy's old station, I think, too. Hey, Phil, I know you're in Florida right now, but is your place okay with the fires going on, says Jamie. Yes, I live at the beach. I don't live anywhere. What's happening, the fires in Northern California, in Oregon, and in Southern California, around where I grew up, which is Arcadia, Duarte, and Monrovia, which is very weird. We've never had fire there before, but that's, and it's threatening the home of my good friend Donald and his wife Pam. I talked to them. They're doing fine, but, you know, we were kind of worried about them. They said they're good. They were under a voluntary evac order. How do you order somebody to voluntarily evacuate? But that's what it was. The mandatory has never come, so they're good. And I think they're probably going to be good. I think the fire started going down the other side of the mountain. Honey, Rita is here, says hello, Jackie, and Phil, and all the BSPs. Mark Belletto says, Zuck sucks. It's kind of bullseye on that one. Rodney Elwood, my ex had that when I first met her, and I was understanding. I forgot that she needed me to pick her up after she dropped off her car at the shop. After 7 years, she sent me a text breaking up with me. What the fuck? John Hall, go Thunderbird. David, each week you should do the chat via a different BSP, take over their Facebook account and really fuck it up. Sure. Steve Bear, how you doing, Steve? Here's Rita again. Rita, we are getting some smoke up here, but not too bad. Where are you? Aren't you down at the beach? Rita, you in South Florida? I mean, not South Florida. Aren't you in the Central Coast there? Jeff Baker, beloved Jackie, thank you for letting Mr. Henry hijack your phone. We collectively love you madly. Where are you, baby? I think she went upstairs to talk to her son, Ryan. Roger Wells, hello from Buffalo. Roger, how you doing, man? How is things in Buffalo? One thing I never hear about Buffalo, New York, forest fires. Here's Douglas. I feel like Bobby and Steve would never evacuate and would stay to protect the neighborhood and complain about it. They would never evacuate, and then they'd get into the car with their animals and their kids, and they'd be driving about 3 miles, 4 miles down the road and still claim that they haven't evacuated, that they stayed to the bitter end, and they're now just in a very slow retreat. That's my feeling anyway. So... Fred Johnson, hey, how you doing, Fred? Fred's in North Carolina. He's the cat that I did a Facebook Live once from on the BSP page or on one of the fan pages. from Mexico once, and I think Fred was the guy who, I first talked to Fred. He checked in from North Carolina. His wife was asleep. He was bored to tears. He said, "Can I come to Mexico?" I said, "Yeah, I'm here," you know. And so I had the feeling that Fred was going to get on a plane and fly all the way down to Rosarito Beach, because if he had, we would have been there for him. And Fred, here's the restaurant. Here's, you know, what do you need? Fred, the only thing I have to offer you, man, is where the restaurant is, where the bar is. But it's not a good, not a bad way to start. Probably not a very good way for your wife to wake up, but hey. Rita, Phil, a little smoke in the air only. Tyree, they would pass out rakes for the forest. Dan Spiegel, love you, man. Greetings from the Windy City. Hello. Here is Jeff Tyree. Hello. My brother from another mother. We'll get you in the interview queue as soon as the big chief is back. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fred Johnson, Mexico. One day, I just had surgery today. You always got something going on with you, Fred. The wife is waking up. The thing, now you had surgery. All right, man. One of these days, we're going to be in Rosarito Beach permanent, because I think that's where I belong. Will Jackie ever replace Margaret, and would MG completely lose it? Nah, Jackie will never take Margaret Gray's place, because she's, Jackie's got other shit going on. You're closer to me in Florida, but I won't interrupt, says Fred. Roger Walsh, just the occasional snowstorm. I'll take that any day. Jamie Curry Hubert. Hey, Jeff. So, is Margaret here? What? Margaret, come on in.
Yes.
People are asking about you.
People are always asking about me, Phil. People are always asking about me. People are asking where I am, but do they ever ask how I am?
Well,
no, don't do it, because I don't really want you to ask me how I am, because then it gets very personal, and it becomes rather maudlin, you know. I'm doing fine, everyone. What is this?
That's my phone.
Why is your phone... Oh, my God, look at that. It's two different faces. Fuck it. Margaret, watch your language. I could watch my language, or then I could pay you to watch it.
Mr. Andrew, I don't know.
What?
It's just, What, bud? Be honest with me.
I don't know. She's just,
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I got you.
What the fuck do you two... All right, Margaret, thank you very much. You know, my husband's an attorney.
I know that. I know he is. And,
Oh, that doesn't scare you, though, does it? My husband is an attorney. Do you know what that is? I bet you think an attorney is something they insert into your urethra to, what, clean out your kidney?
Oh, what?
You know what I'm saying, Phil. My husband...
is something you insert into in an urethra.
If you don't do something about him...
Bud, just take a hike. All right, I'll go up to Mount Wilson.
What does that mean, Mount Wilson?
He's going to go up the Wilson Trail and take a hike. Isn't that what you asked him to do?
Isn't that funny? Hey, get a load of the two bozos getting one off on Mom.
You say so.
You heard what I said.
Bud, just go ahead and split. So I'm in the middle of a chat.
Oh, well, excuse me. Don't let me bother you. You called me. Someone out there requested that they talk to me for a change, okay? Instead of giving all the glory and love.
What are you drinking, Margaret?
I'm having a light sherry. Any business of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Margaret, that's not very ladylike.
Tough toenails. I had a tough week, okay?
Belch. Is that you, honey?
Not me.
Guys, always get a girlfriend... appreciates how mentally ill you are. When you have that, you've got it all. If you have a woman in your life who just knows how cuckoo you are, you're good, man. You're solid, you know. That, number one, she's got your back when it comes to the police. Not a problem there. Okay. Anyway, okay, so Lawrence Chen, insert into urethra. Oh! Kyle Gibson, 11 when Bud gets assertive. Joshua Turnier, a light sherry. Sam Porter, Jackie's coming back downstairs when she hears another woman. She just did, too. Jeff Baker, tough toenails. What a classic Margaret quote. Jason Schooler, tough toenails. Jamie, that was too good. Jeff, Jackie's a bust-up. Mark Belletto, truer words. Mark is a man of few words. So how'd Ryan do, babe?
I don't know. He wants to come a little later tomorrow, but that's okay.
Well,
we're checking in late-ish at the hotel. I told him to come at 6.
6?
That'll be okay. Kirby will sleep, and then he'll wake up and Ryan will be in the shop.
All right. Okay, honey. What do I know? Okay, cool. So he just was coming late, right, huh?
Yeah.
So Ryan is a great guy. Jackie's son, Ryan, is a great guy. He lives in Orlando with his girlfriend, Stassi. We had the two of them over for Jackie's birthday dinner in June. And he's going to come down and take care of Kirby Boy, who is Jackie's Irish terrier. Right, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 15 years old, not Ryan, Kirby is. Actually, Ryan's 15, Kirby's 31. No, Ryan is a fine young man of 23, Kirby is 15, an old dog who needs to be taken care of, but a great guy, and I guess he's sleeping now. I guess Kirby goes underneath the dining room table to sleep. That's his den. And so Ryan's going to be watching him over the weekend. Now, just a couple of announcements for you guys. I'm back doing the shows. We'll be doing our regular update shows throughout the week. Forgive me for not originating anything more original here from South Florida than the pre-show and the little video. We're going to kind of make our videos a little bit more in-depth. And one of the problems with the old video casts, at least the old mobile, is that my phone is wearing out, man. And we're going to have the two phones mate, right, honey?
I
called her Hummy. Okay, this is his voice. That's right, honey. So the groovy thing about that, what?
I don't know. They're gonna mate.
All we ever do is have a ball. Every time I'm with this woman, I'm like laughing. So that means the memory in my old phone will be cleaned up because it's so fucked up. I'm telling you, it's like I had the hardest time putting together that little video for you guys where I had like Gloria Grover, but it'll get cooler. And we'll do a bunch of really cool stuff for you from the Pillars Hotel, which we really love. What's up, baby? Oh, you're just watching the show?
Oh, I'm just watching the show.
You know, honey, I got it.
I'm hiding off camera, so that's...
No, you're off camera. You're good off camera.
That's, you have your phone
so
watching
looking
yourself
good, man. Yeah.
While talking to yourself. Okay.
Jamie, how's Jason J. Delmonico? God damn, man, that fish tank looks like a strobe light factory. What's going on with the fish?
Oh, shoot. The fish lights are doing that again.
Yeah, that's... Thanks for pointing that out, man, because the poor fishies...
You.
Thank you. The poor fish think they're in a thunderstorm. You need to unplug it, honey? The goddamn...
It's supposed to be off.
The thing's fucked up. It's supposed to be off. Just unplug the...
Hang on a second. I'll try to reset it. It's supposed to be off.
Cody, Phil Henry did my first love broadcast of a football game tonight. Was called late last night to fill in. Got the game... What? Got the game... Info minutes before we went on the air, but it wasn't a complete clusterfuck. 2.5 hours straight. Mad respect for what you do. You did your first football broadcast? Cody, what was that about, man? Was it a high school game? Play-by-play's tough, bro. Mike Meredith, St. Augustine. I graduated Flagler College, 1979. All right. Christopher Lucas, awesome. Great, the fish are going to have seizures, says David Theodore. Thunderstorm or rave, says Joshua Turner. And Lori Gill, not to make a joke about the fish. Hi, Phil and Jackie. Hi, Lori, how are you? Kyle Gibson, have Frank and Margaret, have they ever been on the wrong side of the law? I know he used to sell fake IDs. No, no. You're thinking of Steve Dooley and Bobby Dooley sold fake IDs and mainline Darvon. Maybe he became a prison lawyer, then went straight. But I can't see Margaret marrying a felon. Karen... Kippa Bubby, yes, but Karen, no. Who the fuck are you? What are you talking about, dude? Rodney Taylor, is that Don Julio? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's the only way I really know how to relax. Fred Johnson, does Jackie have any single friends for Chris Norton? Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of single friends. I don't know if they'd ever date Chris Norton, but she does. Jackie just had a great audition today. Can I tell about your audition?
Sure.
Jackie did an audition today for a political spot. She did really well. We're hoping she gets the gig. But if not, it was a great experience, you know?
Yeah.
But she's really good on camera, as you guys know. If you've seen her, you know, when she did her... She's done a lot of on-camera stuff. But anyway, she had an audition today down in Miami. We're really hoping that she does well. And she said, oh, it shoots on Sunday. And I go, I don't give a shit, you know. So, you know, we'll just stay another extra day at the hotel. And she said, great. How much is that a night? $2,000? I said, yeah. She goes, perfect. Why don't you book it for the week? And I said, you got it, baby. No, it's not that much at all. It's not even, you know, if it was, I'd be, I'd probably be rolling somebody. Cody, covering high school football, remember what you said about dead air, so try to keep from having too much of that. Good going, Cody. Good for you, man. Let me tell you what, it's about loving it. It's about being excited. It's about being so excited and so in love with the game that you bring yourself to it. And the great ones that did that were Chick Hearn of the LA Lakers. You've heard the great ones, man. You've heard, who's the cat that did the Pittsburgh Pirates? What was his name? And then the other guy, and then the other guy, and then the other guy. All of my favorite people, like Bill King with the Raiders, and, you know, Vin Scully, the Rams, and the guys that brought a lot of color. And Bill King, when he did the Oakland Raiders, was unparalleled. As far as a radio football guy was concerned, there was nobody close to him. Rick Weaver with the Miami Dolphins was tremendous. These are people that really love that game so much that they just bring their shit to it. And everybody from Miami, you remember how much Neil loved Mike Lang of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Mike Lang was the greatest. Mike Lang just brought all of his stuff, all of his passion and love of the game. That's what you do. That's why I would never make a very good pro football or college football announcer. Not because I don't love the game, but I just don't like working that hard. All right. Rita, have a great time. You're entitled to a life, you know. We are enjoying you, enjoying yourselves. Thank you, Rita. Mark Belletto, do you have perfect pitch? Your singing voice is amazing. I think I do, Mark. I'd like to think that I have perfect pitch. Let me just check. Yeah, I think so. Let me try. Yeah, perfect. Rodney Taylor, man, woman, chair, camera, TV. Jamie says the words Oral Roberts, completely, you know, like non sequitur. That's okay. Here is Tony Fieri. Hey, Phil, how do you come up with your radio show characters? People that I've seen in the world, Tony, these are actual real people I've met and seen, and I bring them to the radio, their most extreme personality traits to the radio. So Chris Norton is a guy I heard once on the radio. Margaret Gray is someone I heard on the radio. Bobby Dooley is somebody that I heard on the radio. General Galen Shaw is like a combination of my dad's army buddies and my grandfather. Steve Bozell are guys that I worked with in Florida when I was in the construction business. Chris Norton are dudes that I used to go drinking with in Florida back in the 70s. Just assholes that I knew. Bud Dickman is actually a bastardization of a guy named Dave Delwiggin, but kind of a drug burnout case. Jeff Dowder was my friend Paul Compton. Things like that. They're people that you know, they're real people. That's the best way to start with a character. Start with a real person and perform them, you know. Darren, question of utmost importance. What is your vocal part? Tenor, baritone, bass? It's hard to place for a man of your testicle size. No, I'm just kidding. It says of talents. Hey, honey.
Yeah?
Where is my vocal range? Soprano, tenor, alto, what would you say?
I don't know.
Tenor?
Somewhere between tenor and bass, because you have an incredible range. I don't know.
So bass is the lowest.
But you can hit high notes without going into falsetto, so it's crazy.
My natural speaking voice. Tenor, would you say, or no?
Bass. Have an incredible range, so somebody who's a singer needs to jump in there. Okay. I don't really know. Okay. The range is gigantic.
Phyllis George, by the way, folks, just pretending she's Jackie. That's Phyllis George. Hello, honey.
Bye,
all right. So you heard Jackie's like bass, you know. My speaking voice, I think, is somewhere in the tenor range, but I can go as low as bass and alto.
Alto's female.
Alto's female, so forget, I'm bass.
Low and female, that's
okay. So tenor to bass.
Whatever's the middle in between them, and I don't know, but you must have people who are singers.
I thought male tenor was a higher voice. Bass was low.
It is. There must be some middle thing that I don't... Baritone?
Baritone.
Baritone in the middle?
Baritone's the lower.
Somebody who knows about singing.
Anybody know any singing?
Questions.
Give us a hand here, sports fans. Jeff Baker, I know he's mentioned it being hard for him to hit those high notes when doing RC. He's harder than Margaret and Bobby. Yes, RC is...
R.C. Collins is at the very high end of my register. I used to be able to do him.
If you heard my Miami R.C. Collins, it was fucking incredible. It was like,
and another thing, you know.
And I believe that if I probably worked on it, I could stretch my voice out that high again.
But R.C. Collins was way up here.
That's the highest.
Margaret Gray is up there as well, but I'm really doing Margaret Gray. And I had my voice way up there.
That's not my falsetto. My falsetto would be,
"Hi, this is Mickey Mouse." But if you go from falsetto down to Margaret Gray, you notice there's a kind of a click between those two ranges.
And Margaret would be the high end. And and I guess I go all the way down to, you know, Don Mixa or, you know, Vernon Dozier or something like that. Or, you know, I can do, you know, very, very low. But I don't think that's a natural baritone for me. I think that's stretching. If I try to push my voice down into that range, I damage my vocal cords. You're supposed to speak and sing and whatever in your normal range. If you try to go places you shouldn't for any extended time, you will fuck your voice up. All right. Darren, I'm only asking because I do musical theater and I'm also a baritone.
So ask him if baritone is between bass
and
tenor.
Well, what is baritone, man? Is that between bass and tenor? What is it? I've been a professional singer. This is Mike Meredith says, "Honey, that I'm a high baritone," and Mike is a professional singer. He says, "A high baritone? Wow."
Yeah.
Leanne is asking, "Jackie, what is R.C. Collins' voice?" Bobby Robert Oakes, remember when that lady stole Bobby Dooley's signature haircut? What the fuck are you talking? Signature haircut? Jamie Curry Hubert, we need to hear Margaret do Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my God, yes.
Well, first of all, before I do that, is that some sort of, what is that, a freak show?
What do you mean, Margaret?
You know what I mean. Are they asking because they want to see the freak do a performance for them?
Margaret.
Because I have a stage-trained voice. Is this the real life? Is this you're laughing. Fuck this.
Margaret.
No, no. He started to laugh, folks.
But Jackie just dipped down behind the counter because she's laughing. Because she's laughing. You can see her behind the coffee machine. Jackie's hiding behind the coffee machine because she's laughing. And because I looked up to see where she was, and she had just been there, and then I saw just the top of her ponytail, and then it lowered down again. Sorry, folks. I did this Margaret voice, then I look up, and I see just this little ponytail go up, and then down. All right, I'm sorry. What about when Margaret hits the basso profundo? Yeah. Margaret.
You know something? You, all of you clowns, making fun of me, I'm the only woman in a room full of men, and when I need to kick a little bit of ass, I get goddamn
serious.
What are you laughing at?
You just laughed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You laughed.
Well, if I laughed, Phil, I laughed because I realized the power of what I done got. Never mind.
Yeah, see, you don't even know how to talk.
I don't know how to talk. Okay there, you know, Red Skelton, Mr. Boxcar Willie.
What does that mean?
I think you know what it means, Phil. I think it means sterno. I think it means rubbing alcohol.
So you're calling me an alcoholic?
No, I'm just saying you know where to find it when you need to. Toodaloo.
You just tripped, Ms. Gray. You just tripped right over your stole.
That's not a You know what, Phil, before I kill someone,
what are you wearing anyway?
It's called a mink. A mink. It's not a stole.
Yeah, because that mink is biting the other mink's ass.
There's six minks biting each other's asses. Fuck all you guys.
Margaret, your problem is, you know...
No, I don't...
Margaret, your problem is you have very debauched and degraded morals, and you don't like anybody pointing that out to you.
Aren't you just the big man?
That's right. That's right.
Frank and I are going to go to dinner now at a very expensive restaurant. We'll go home to our very expensive home. I'll get into my very expensive bed.
What are you laughing at?
Because this one here is going to say something smart.
Yeah, you're going to put very expensive batteries in a very expensive...
There. He asked for it. He got it.
I told you.
No, he asked for it. He got it. All five knuckles. Lip high. I want to ask you something, Phil.
General Shaw, how you doing?
I'm fine, but I want to ask you something. Do you enjoy getting on here once a week and talking to your fans while you're in the middle of this mentally diseased conversation with your characters? Do you really enjoy that?
Well, no. Do you or do you not enjoy getting on this here chat and talking to your mentally diseased character? I don't know what it is I'm trying to say. Where does a homeboy get a drink around here, huh?
Yeah, talk about homeboy.
I come from Fresno, California. This is Florida. Fuck me. Right.
All right, man. Jeff Baker.
What's so funny?
Jeff quoted you, Margaret.
Yes, that's right. I'm a volcano surrounded by ants.
Okay, Prometheus.
Who the hell is Prometheus?
Phil's drinking straight up Applejack. It's just been a long day, Andy. It's just been a long day. Mark Boletto, anybody else's stomach muscles hurting from laughing? Lori Gill, Margray needs to let loose. Fred Johnson, is Robert single? What dating app is he on? Not Farmers Only, I'd imagine. Asking from Robert, you know, what dating app are you on? I'm not any goddamn dating app, okay? And I'm not on goddamn Farmers Farmers Only, whatever that is.
Yeah, you're not on Farmers Only because you don't want to.
Don't even say it, man. Don't even go there. Well, no, wait a minute. What are you going to say?
He's not on Farmers Only on account of the farmer.
What, man? I'm not on FarmersOnly.com because all they have, one after the other, are white women. I got nothing against white women. Are there any other colored women?
On FarmersAppOnly.com.
What is it? No, it's called. The man is called FarmersOnly.com.
No. No.
I think it is, bud. I think it's,
What?
FarmersOnly.com. And if it's FarmersOnly.com, you think, what?
Then it would have farmers.
Oh, my God, man. You think it would only have dudes?
Well, I mean,
son, think of what you're saying. Think clearly of what you're saying. FarmersOnly.com would only have dudes?
No, but I mean, it's saying it only gets it gets girls for farmers. Okay.
Exactly, man. Do I look like a farmer? Don't answer that, man.
Well, don't.
I'm a man about town, you know. I own businesses. I've got my shit going on. I don't need to go to farmersonly.com. I got to find myself a chick in Visalia. I live in L.A.
Right now, though, where I know where we are right now.
I don't know about any dating app. You know, the dating app for you, Robert, that I would recommend would be Facebook, you know. Yeah, it's real funny, man. Well, what the fuck you want? I don't know. It sure ain't Farmers Only. I wouldn't go on to FarmersOnly.com for a date because I ain't a farmer, as far as I can tell. You know, there was a song by Bo Diddley.
Wait.
There was a song by Bo Diddley. It's called "You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover." I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by its cover. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Big deal, man. So what?
Just what I said, man. I look like a farmer. You don't look like that much of a farmer. Robert, you don't look like a farmer. You look like a guy that's been underneath a freaking Chevy all afternoon. I own 7 goddamn service stations. I understand that. You don't look like a farmer. You look like a grease monkey.
Uh-oh. You just said the magic word.
Don't say... I mean, a guy that works under... A guy that... Never mind. All right, so farmersonly.com. I know. I got a great idea. How about greasemonkey.com?
Yeah, sure. That's,
You on the road, girl, says Jeff. Where is Melissa, man? Adam Burrier says, I killed it on Facebook dating tonight. Fred Johnson, my mom's on Facebook. See you at the... See you at the wedding, Phil, in Mexico. J.C. Freeman, hello, Phil. How is Vernon doing? How you doing, man? We'll find out from Vernon here in a minute. Elliot Jacobson, how come I see this and I'm not a BSP person? Yes, you are a BSP person. That's why you're here. Harmon Moore, a lot of guys go on Farmers Only because the women have lower expectations. Melissa Wolf, on a 10. What are you talking about, girl? Where are you? You're on the 10? Jamie Curry Hubert, is 10 all right now these days with COVID? We have to check in with Ted and also with whoever else it was. Bud and Robert need a show tonight. Here is Hayden Newkirk. Woo! J.C. Verena, tell Verena I said hello. Melissa is in New Mexico on the interstate, on 10 in New Mexico. You know, there are worse things in life than driving through New Mexico at night on the 10. There are worse things because the scenery in the desert at night in New Mexico is badass. It's, and I would suggest you put on the instrumental part of Oh Well by Fleetwood Mac as you go through that desert landscape. The instrumental part, not the opening part, with the twanging southern guitar. I think you'll dig it. Jeff Baker replying to Elliot. You got lucky. It's because Phil's in Florida. Get yourself a BSP subscription. You can join us every Friday night. That is the truth. Usually we do all of these Facebook lives. We only do Facebook lives when we're on the road and away from our studio. Elliot Jacobson's screen is frozen. I've been sitting here, Elliot, just so you know, this is my phone. It's been on all through the chat. It has not frozen up. I think you're lying to me, man. No, it's a groovy thing. Elliot, I almost joined back when Phil was leaving his radio show for his sitcom, Bad Me, Listen Every Day. Darren Lager, bonus points for driving through New Mexico on a horse with no name. Tom Kapp, stay safe and on those roads. Melissa, so Tom Kapp is with us tonight. Are you back in the States, Tom, or are you still in Japan? King Kapp was in Japan for many a year. I hope Steve Bozell and family are safe from the wildfires. Swanton, Ohio, in the house with Matthew Boyd and Fred Johnson. Vernon Dozier, new coach of the Milwaukee Lions. Coach? Yeah, well, you know, I don't approve necessarily coming on these Facebook Lives. That's, you know, Coach, people want to hear from you, man. Yeah, sure. No, they do. They want to hear from you. They want to know because you are the coach. You are the man, you know, you show us how. I've been trying to show people how for the last 35 years. I've got nothing but parents in my face. I go over to, you know, you've heard it. Jeez. No, dude, go ahead, tell us. Yeah, you guys get a big laugh out of the fact that I got to work at Subway during the summer, all summer long. All summer long, I make tuna subs, and I make the chicken sub, and I make the chicken, goddamn. I got more things I can do with a chicken. Yeah? Here he goes. This is where Henry takes a man's loneliness and a man's angst and a man's need for communication with another man. And this is where Henry takes it and turns it into a big ha, 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 ha. Big laugh, isn't it? Well, you're the guy that said, I know what I said and I'll say it again. And I say it proudly. Because of this degrading job at Subway every summer, I know how to do more things with a chicken than any other man. Yeah, go ahead, laugh at that. You are going to laugh at that, aren't you? It's pretty funny. It's funny, even though I'm sitting there getting my ass kicked. I won 5 Division IV titles. I won 6 league titles. I've had great football teams when I never should have had great football teams. I've gotten the most out of these young... Well, what do you think of your players? They're good young men when they play football. Off the football field, they're degenerates. Coach, you can't really believe that. I believe every single word of that. Off the field, my players of the Milwaukee Lions, oh my God. I heard you got offered the job. I did. I'll go into that later. You did get offered that job. Yes, I did, okay? Yes, look at this. The press is coming in now. There's a lot of guys in the press. Guys, the coach will take questions. You know, listen, I got to take the question. Not this fucking retard. Okay, Jack Armstrong, go ahead. Coach, I understand you got offered the job, the Lion, of the Milwaukee Lion. We got to know. Do you want, do you not? First of all, Jack, I've talked to you. Do you want or do you not? Hey, I'll answer your question. I've talked to you after football games. Why don't you learn to speak English or get the tumor removed from your brain? You know, so in other words, you not talk to me. What the fuck are you asking me, man? I want to know, are you the coach of Milwaukee Lion or are you not? No, I'm not. I haven't been offered the job. I had a conversation with that broad, the old lady that owns the team. The broad. Wow. I don't even remember her name. I had one. She said, would you be willing to coach my team? I said, yes. If the game was called, can you drive off a cliff as fast as you can, you know, without the coaches getting killed? I said, yes, I would coach the team in that game. So in other words, you would, God damn, dude, aren't you professional? Okay, that's all the questions, guy. Hey, come on, Mr. Henry. Fuck off. Get out of here, Jack. You bug me. You put me in the middle of that, Phil. No, I did not. I didn't know they were going to be here. I didn't know you got offered the Milwaukee Lion job. God, Jesus, dude. If I'd known that, I would have asked you a bunch of questions myself. I'm not answering any more questions about the Milwaukee Lions, okay? I'm not going to be, you know, Edna Gerber And that son of hers, who I've thrown that kid off of the highest buildings in Milwaukee, he still lives. He lives. This is the thing that bugs me. Well, have you heard, did you ever hear him breaking into the booth at the Milwaukee Line Games? Breaking into the what booth? Into the broadcast booth where Jack Iganger was? Who? So this kid, Tutch Gerber, Edna Gerber's son, would be in the booth doing the games.
Yeah.
And he'd be bugging the guys so much, they'd throw him out of the booth all the time. He got thrown from the every broadcast booth in the league. Well, that's fine, because that's my instinct. And I've done it, too. And the last time he bugged me about something, I said, I got to tell you something, Tutch. If you don't quit bugging me, I'm going to toss you off of that building. He goes, I don't care. I said, what do you mean you don't care? He said, I've been tossed off. I said, okay. So I took him. I met him at the ground floor there of the Elliott Building in Milwaukee. And I said, how you doing? I bought him lunch.
Uh-huh.
You think this is funny? No, no, I don't. I bought him lunch. I took him to the very highest floor of that building. And you know that's 55 floors.
Yes, sir.
And I... You're laughing. No. And I took him and I went, watch this. And I went, yeah. I get down to the ground floor. I pay for my parking. I start to get in my car. There's Tutch going, I'm okay. Yeah, look at me. He's dancing. He's skipping. Jesus. Phil Henry's laughing, folks. He's laughing. Who can not laugh at a story like that? So he was skipping about. He did a little pirouette and went, hee hee, and he danced away. I thought I was hallucinating. I went and checked myself in. Fuck it. You check yourself into a clinic?
I did.
Because I thought that fucking kid. Never mind. Coach, never mind. Never mind. Right. Coach Vernon Dozier, folks. Thanks. Something wrong with him, man. Yeah, that's right, fellas. Something wrong with me, sure. Well, dude, you're the guy that saw Tutch Gerber skipping and dancing after throwing him off the top of a 55-floor building. Thank you. All right. Vernon would move... Jeff Baker, Vernon would have to move to Milwaukee. They better be offering him big-time bank. Truth. Tutch comes back with ice cream, says Mike Meredith. J.C. Fried, I love you, Phil. You're a genius. Jamie, what's this phone number you're giving me? Paul Amadeus Lane. How you doing, Paul? We got the crew here with us. We're about 15 minutes away from the end of our chat here this evening. This is a blast. I love doing these, man. We got to go out of town more often just to start doing more of these, you know. Here on our BSP chat tonight. And I had all kinds of news I was going to give you guys, but we're going to celebrate my birthday tomorrow. We'll be back on the air with our pre-shows and our video cast. You should watch the video cast. Because that's where we're really going to be. If you're a Backstage Pass member, watch the video cast, because that's where we'll really give you all the show information, all the current information that's going on, and the pre-show. The shows all next week will be encore shows, but it's in our pre-shows, in our video cast, that we'll tell you what's happening while we're here on the road and the things we're seeing. And I got to tell you something. I pulled in last night, and... Jackie picks me up, and we immediately went over to a little restaurant over here in Fort Lauderdale called Mashed. Mashed. Great place. Just the people were so wonderful. And we had I had some fish tacos. We had some drinks. You know, we really got to see each other. But I did notice that their COVID protocol was a little on the loose side. Like the waitress, her mask was blowing off and off. Whatever. I'm thinking, you know, we're doing what we have to do. Then I pick up this fucking article today in the Wall Street Journal or something. It says, over half of all people who've been diagnosed with COVID reported having been to a restaurant in the previous 14 days. So I said that to Jackie tonight, and she's like, you know, give me one of those looks. So I think I'm cool. I'm not saying anything other than to say that if you guys go out to restaurants, which I'm not saying don't do it, be super fucking careful, man. Okay, just be super fucking careful. That's all, you know. Wear your fucking mask. Wipe shit off. You know, most of the restaurants that I go into, most of all the businesses I go into now are taking your temperature before you go in the door. Like, I had two doctor's appointments, which you figure the doctor's going to do that. But we went into a couple of restaurants in Ventura where they're flat, you know, they're taking your temperature and shit. And my doctors did, and, you know, a bunch of places. I think that's probably pretty cool, or pretty smart. I don't know which. Wearing masks is probably pretty smart. But if you look at that stat, man, where over half of the people diagnosed were at a restaurant 14 days before, that freaked me out a little bit. So I'm probably going to tighten my COVID protocol, which is the same thing as saying I'm going to wash my underwear or something. It's just whatever it means to you. 10 minutes. Thank you. Great chatting tonight, Fred. Good to see you, brother. Here is Darren. Well, the problem with restaurants is the AC circulating everyone's breath when they take off their masks to eat. Quite possibly. Especially in Florida. Ben Tramer, you fucked up, son. We all do it. You did it big. Rectal, if you want it, Ben, I'm sure they'll, they'll accommodate you, man. Good night, Fred. Leanne, try to sit outdoors. That's what we always said is outdoors. And we sat outdoors last night, and we sat outdoors in Ventura. You know, they're having like this street fair. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm doing it the best way I fucking know how, and we'll see. You know, but I came out of the plane, man. Usually, I'll fly first class, and the only reason why I fly first class is not because I'm so fucking rich or any shit like that. Believe me, it's because I'm an old fucking man. I'm a cranky old man, and I want my space. And you know what I mean? I don't want to be a bother to anybody. Just give me my fucking chair. Give me all my shit, you know. But I thought, well, fuck it. I'll fly out coach because Jackie imposed upon me, that it was necessary. It was not necessary to fly first class. So I'm flying out coach. And actually, it was one of those, coach special or coach plus or whatever the fuck they call it. And to my right is some old lady with her mask pulled down to here, and she's coughing and sneezing, as God is my witness. To my left is a woman that, when I'm not pulling her bag down for her out of the top of the thing, she's got all of her shit piled right next to me, and she's like yanking her mask down half the time to take her fucking drink of coffee and then saying shit like, oh, are you from California? I am, whatever. So I'm like, is that really worth it, man? I don't know, but and then I actually said something to the flight attendant. I said to the dude came by, and I go, this old lady, I think I said lady, I didn't say old lady, but she's got her mask yanked down, man, she's sneezing, she's got, and this is what the flight attendant, when he went, like, don't say anything kind of thing. So it's a goofy world out there, folks. I've been traveling across the country in this fucking airplane now. 1, 2, 3, 4, that's my fifth trip across the country on an airplane. I've been cool up to this point. This trip made me nervous, but it's probably going to be fine. I mean, I've survived a lot of shit. I hand sanitize my nostrils. I'll just pour that shit in my nose. I pour it in my ears and shit. I drink it. I drink Lysol. I think I'll be fine. Ben Tramer, Ted's will take your temp rectal. All right, first class, Phil says Fred. First class or no class, says Sam. Kyle Gibson, a couple of Ted's and a dozen mini chickens will do you right. That's the truth. Great show, Phil. Take care. Thank you, Peter. Douglas, is Bob Green still not wearing a mask? Here's Avery Wilson. How goes it, everybody? How you doing, brother? Here's Joey Ponchetti. Hey, Joey. Fred, do they serve the miniature chickens in first class? They don't, man. They just, there's limits to how good shit is. Harmon, if you want some real 3M N99 masks for your flights, what? LMK, what does that mean? Hey, dude, I could use a bunch of those, man. I'm very serious, Harmon. If you know where I can get that shit, let me know, because the one goddamn N95 mask I had, I busted just after I landed. And that's what I was wearing all the way out here, so I felt good about that, but you don't know. You don't fucking know, I had this fucking vision the other night that after all this shit, after everything we've been through, and after being really careful, because I'm telling you, I fucking isolate, man. I live in my house. I go to the Vons. I go to the corner liquor store. I come back. I do my show from my house. I do all my business from my office. Same thing with Jackie. I had this thought that this is how I'm going to die, man. I'm going to get this fucking disease through some stupid fucking bullshit thing, like I sat down in the wrong restaurant. You know what I mean? If any of you guys read a guy named Bill Plaschke, who's a sports writer for the LA Times, he got COVID after he went to two dinner parties where they socially distanced, but they took their masks off at the table and everything was good. So I had this, I read that to mean, if you're around people that you're not ordinarily around, that's a fucking problem. Okay? You go into a crowd of people not wearing a mask or whatever, you're fucked. If you go into a crowd of people, go into a group of people and you take your mask off, and these are people that you are not ordinarily around, even though all these other COVID protocols are going on, you're fucked. You are fucked. You can't be around these different ecosystems. You know, you have to be around people like your family, people you're around all the time, but a dinner party? And Plaschke said it in his column. He goes, that's where I fucked up. He said, I was, you know, my daughter was getting my food for me. My daughter was doing all my shopping for me, shit like that. I never went anywhere, man. But I went to these two fucking dinner parties with these people that I'm not ordinarily, you know, friends with, and I got sick. And he got fucking sick. He was like, I didn't know whether I was, what, from one day to the next, whether I should call the ambulance or not. That's how fucked up he was, so. Stay away from Ted's, good idea. Love me some Phil Henry. There's Rory, how you doing, man? Melissa, I miss Mavis. Mavis, Melissa's here.
Oh my God. Melissa, how are you? I have to say,
now, Mavis, you
know, just don't interrupt my ass. Every time you do, Phil, oh, man.
You really want to get violent with me?
Yes, I do. When you interrupt me, I want to say to Melissa, drive very carefully. But don't drive so careful that you don't have fun. I'm sure you understand. Yes, it.
There goes Mavis. Okay.
Don't give me the rolled eyeballs. You know the rolled eyeballs are always bad. That's always bad. Don't do it. Don't do it, Phil. Just don't roll your eyeballs at me.
All right, I won't roll my eyeballs at you. I'm sorry. Elliot Jacobson, Mavis should have won the bar fight challenge. What do you think, Mavis?
Bullshit.
You don't think so?
I like what the gentleman said. There was no way I was going to win. You know it was fixed.
Mavis, you hadn't been in a bar fight.
You know it was fixed.
Jeff Baker, thanks. It's changed over the years. It's not as depressing anymore. At least it seems most of the city is. This is Avery Wilson answering Jeff's question. Isn't all depressed and shitty feeling as it used to be on this day? Jeff was asking Avery Wilson about something. Sam, Fauci quotes Phil. You are fucked. Thanks, Phil. Stay safe. You got it. JC Farina, I still have your Fahrenheit CD and I listen all the time. Thank you, man. And Jeff, yes, yes, yes. I love Mavis. Mavis is one of my favorite characters. I'll email you or DM you, says Harmon on here, about the masks. I have plenty that you're welcome to. Yeah, man, we could use like five of those fucking things, dude. I'm not kidding you. We travel all the time down here, you know, so if you got them, we love you for that, man. Thank you. Nicholas Truscello, Phil Henry, the First Amendment in human form. I thank you for that. I don't know what it means, but I thank you for it. Mavis?
I think that is the biggest What's going on?
I think that's Jackie.
Jackie's creeping down the stairs. I think she's creeping down. I love Jackie. She's a wonderful woman. But she comes down the stairs with a big cleaver, and she's like, yee! And Phil will turn around. Now, I hear she's laughing, because I just heard the concussive sound on the floor.
You think Jackie's laughing?
I know she's laughing, because I just heard the concussive sound on the second floor go, boom, 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 boom. That's her falling out of bed and pulling her pants up tight because she's afraid, you know, of an accident.
All right, Mavis, well...
You blowing me off? Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Mavis.
Bye.
I don't know.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know, but I can't cop to it. Here is Jamie Curry Hubert. Isn't she the one that went to the all-you-could-eat... I can't read that. Phil, I think you need another drink. Thank you. And I will, just as soon as we're done with the chat. Yep, you're right, I'm down. I'm down, but not out. When you go on vacation, hello, I'm Orson Welles for... Orson Welles here for... What was that goddamn wine that Orson Welles pitched? Goddammit. We make no wine before it's time. What the fuck was that shit that he pitched? Anyway, Orson Welles here for Don Julio Tequila. Never mind. I'm too embarrassed. I've done too many things sexually with small animals. It's... Orson, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why don't you just die? I did. I did, Mr. Henry. Many times. All right. We need to hear Mavis sing, "I don't want no trash can chicken no more." Someday. Nicholas Trucello. The WIOD days has me in laughing like I've never laughed in my life. Gallo. Well, no, it wasn't. It was Paul Masson or something. It wasn't Gallo Wine. It was... This is Orson Welles for Paul Masson. Wasn't it Paul Masson wine? We make no wine before it's time. Ernest and Julio Gallo, Paul Masson. I think J.C. Farina is right. Ted, people watch you. But the people watch you. All right. What were you doing? What was I doing? I was refilling the miniature chicken. Everybody's asking about that. Oh, yeah, sure. Everyone's asking. What was that? We just heard a gunshot, ladies and gentlemen. I just heard a gunshot, Phil. All right, take it easy, Ted. We heard a gunshot, or that might have been Jackie flushing a toilet. Honey? Jackie. Hey, Jackie, honey, are you okay? Because we just heard something that sounded like a gunshot or a cue ball being thrown at someone's head. Well, whatever. I hope she's all right. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man? Ted?
What?
What about the... you just heard a gunshot. Shouldn't you go and... No, I'm going to wait. And...
Well, anyway, we have the miniature chicken. We've got salads. We've got bean dip. You know, we've got a dip. The minute I see the words bean dip, I just think of myself... I just want to weep. Not because the bean dip's bad, but because I realize that I'm just talking about bean dip for no reason. And there's bigger things you have to talk about. There's bigger things that I've got to talk about. Like, what was that sound? It sounded like, either, as you said, Phil, either a gunshot... Or Jackie just taking some guy's head. I don't know.
That means there's another guy up there.
That's exactly what that means. Yeah.
Okay, Ted, did you ever get braces as a kid? All right. Ted Bell, folks. Orson Welles. We got outtakes from James West here of Orson Welles. We're going to check those out when you get the chance. I do not dare go to that link right now, James, because of all of the things that we're dealing with right here. Andrew, yes, we are in Florida. Jeff Baker, you guys are right. Paul Masson, yes, Paul Masson will make no wine before it's time. I'm Orson Welles. And the outtakes, of course, we heard. I think I've told you guys a million times. The outtake was, and so he was doing a commercial for peas or something, and it's very lovely. Orson, can we do that again, please? You want to do it again? Why do you want to do it again? I heard a gonk from outside. You heard a gonk from outside. Do you mind telling me what a gonk from outside sounds like? I heard a bang. A bang. You heard a bang from outside. This poor engineer was... that's one... So that's an Orson Welles outtake. He went on to say, I need to talk to the owner of the studio, and it was... the guy probably got fired. Okay, kids. Thank you all. Thank you, Jamie. Thanks, Kyle, JC, Sam, everybody that checked in tonight. James... Love all you guys. Thank you for putting up with this, you know, the half-ass technology here that we're dealing with on our chat for this evening. But I'll see you again next week. We'll see you on Monday with a new show. We have no Saturday Cinema, Rory, but we are planning all new Saturday Cinemas when we get back 1 week from the 19th. So that will be the 26th, beginning all new Saturday Cinemas here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So join us over at philhenryshow.com for our backstage pass, to get our merch, to be a member of our family, to listen to all of our 40,000-plus hours of audio archives, radio archives, crazy, kooky, kinky, you know, just way out there shit, I think is the way they would put it, if we could afford a Wall Street account.
The Phil Henry Show... Oh, I'm sorry.